The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/unexplained10. Because honestly, being a human can be exhausting. Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other, didn't make it into the previous show. In the last episode, The Widening Gyre, we heard the remarkable story of the Hodgson family and the strange events that plagued them in their home at 284 Green Street in Enfield in the late 1970s. In what is commonly referred to as the Enfield Poltergeist, their story is often cited as one of the most compelling examples of apparent poltergeist activity on record. Despite the story being told in three parts, there was so much that took place over the year or so that the incidents occurred, it simply wasn't possible to fit it all in. One element that would have been fun to include was Morris Gross's road survey tests, in which he attempted to capture the voices of the dead on his tape recorder. On one occasion, while alone in the kitchen, Morris sat down with the tape recorder and asked, "If there is an entity here, will you please communicate by speaking directly into the microphone?" When playing the tape back, it is said that the word "no" was heard in a clear whisper in quick response to the question. Another time, Guy Playfair had tried to do the same thing by leaving a tape recorder running in the main bedroom while the Hodgsons were downstairs. Listening back to the tape later, Guy reportedly heard what he believed could potentially have been a voice saying, "Here I come," and "Hello." Another element that I wasn't quite able to give too much attention to was the constant questioning between the two investigators as to whether their presence in the house was actually prolonging the disturbances rather than helping them to come to an end. Certainly it seems both Guy and Morris felt genuine compassion and concern for the family, and despite their own personal interest in wanting to investigate the possibility of the paranormal, both wanted above all to help bring an end to the unusual activity. And though it's impossible to say whether the added attention they brought to it all made things worse or not, they would often find ways to show their support for the family whenever they could. In December 1977, just as things were really coming to a head, Guy invited 22-year-old Matthew Manning to the Hodgson's home to speak with the children about his own experiences with apparent poltergeists. Those experiences first began in the 1960s, when Manning was only a boy. By 1977, however, he was firmly established as the UK's most famous proponent of apparent psychic phenomena. In the summer of 1974, bunkered down in a lab at the New Horizons Research Foundation in Toronto, Canada, a 19-year-old Matthew Manning sits quietly on a chair as the men in white coats busy themselves around him. With everything ready, Dr. Joel Witten, under the guidance of Dr. George Owen, takes his place behind the computer monitor and, after some final checks, turns his attention back to Matthew. "Try not to be too nervous," he says, as he places the electroencephalogram sensor strap around Matthew's head. Then, picking up an ordinary household cylinder key from a nearby table, Witten places it in Matthew's hands, then steps back to join Owen behind the monitor. "Now," says Witten to Matthew, "switch on your power." The young man with long dark hair and Van Dyke beard closes his eyes and begins to focus. Just then, a strange pattern emerges on the monitor, displaying a sudden spike of brainwave activity. Only, it isn't like anything that Witten or Owen has ever seen before. In fact, only one other scientist who is present at the time has seen anything like it, when he'd been observing the brain function of a patient in the aftermath of a severe psychotropic drug overdose. The sudden spike of activity lasts for 20 seconds, after which Matthew opens his eyes and holds out his hand to reveal the key that is now ever so slightly bent in the middle at a 15-degree angle. It was back in 1967 that Dr. George Owen was first introduced to Matthew Manning, or more precisely, to the Manning family. It was then that Matthew's father Derek first became aware of objects seemingly moving of their own accord around the family's home in Shelford in the southeast of England. It started early one morning in February 1967, when Derek came downstairs to refuel the fire, only to find an old tankard of his lying in the middle of the living room. The tankard, which usually sat on a shelf at the far end of the room, had no reason to have ended up where it was, unless someone had deliberately placed it there. After asking his wife Valerie and their three children, 11-year-old Matthew, 8-year-old Rosalind, and 6-year-old Steve, if any of them had left it there, all claimed not to have a clue what he was talking about. When the tankard appeared on the floor 3 more times in the following week, Derek had the instinctive feeling that something otherworldly was taking place. This feeling only intensified when, over the next week or so, more items, from furniture to ashtrays and vases, were also found to have seemingly moved on their own accord. Strangely, the activity would always take place between 7 and 7:30 a.m. in the morning, when Derek was often the only member of the family awake at the time. Not knowing who to speak to about it, Derek approached the local police, who suggested he contact Dr. Owen. At the time, Owen was a lecturer on the subject of genetics at nearby Cambridge University, while also a member of the Cambridge Psychical Research Society. Recognising what he thought to be the telltale signs of potential poltergeist activity, Owen agreed to visit the Mannings to see it for himself. One foggy morning, after driving up to the village of Shelford, Owen parked his car some distance from the Mannings' house. Then, making sure not to alert the family to his presence, he quietly made his way to the property. At 6:30 a.m., he positioned himself outside the living room window, then simply watched for any sign of movement inside. When 45 minutes had passed, having seen nothing untoward, Owen made his way to the front door and let himself into the house. By the time he'd reached the living room, only seconds later, a number of objects inside it had moved.
Hold up.
It took me a long time to realise that it isn't the bed or even the mattress, necessarily, that makes for the perfect sleeping experience. It's the sheets. Now, I might not be sure of much in life, but this I can guarantee you. That feeling when you get home from a stay at your parents' house, or a night at a fancy hotel, if you're so lucky, and your bed just doesn't feel the same. I'm telling you now, it's the sheets. Recently, I was lucky enough to get a set of sheets from Boll & Branch, and if it wasn't for the fact that I have to wash them from time to time, I'd never take them off, which is just as well because, incredibly, they get even softer with every wash. Buttery soft, lightweight in a 100% organic cotton sateen weave, Boll & Branch sheets are also made with toxin-free processes and fair trade certification to ensure workers are paid fair living wages. To experience the best sheets you've ever felt, choose Boll & Branch. You can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. And my listeners can get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code unexplained at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code unexplained. It wasn't long before the family began hearing strange sounds throughout the house, from the occasional knocking on walls to high-pitched pinging sounds, like beads being thrown against glass. After spending more time with the family, Dr. Owen came to the conclusion that one of the children were unwittingly responsible for the unusual activity and suggested to Derek and Valerie that they be removed from the house for a week to test out his theory. During that time, the strange events ceased completely. When the children returned, the unseen movement of random objects continued just as it had left off, with as many as 11 various items being found to have moved in the space of 15 minutes in one room, when apparently nobody was near them at the time. With Matthew being the oldest child and on the cusp of puberty, Dr. Owen began to speculate that he was the true focus of the events. Though things petered out for a time, in September 1968, Matthew was sent away to boarding school. It was there, in a dormitory one night, that a number of pupils were woken by a loud clattering noise, realizing with horror that one of the bunk beds was shaking back and forth of its own accord. Within days, beds were being moved across the floor by apparently unseen forces, while lights would appear randomly on the dormitory walls at night that were warm to the touch. And soon, objects were being thrown around the premises, with pupils claiming to be frequently showered by broken crockery and glass that appeared to materialize from out of nowhere. The only common denominator, it seemed, was that Michael was often nearby at the time. Things became so traumatic for some of Matthew's fellow pupils that his head teacher made arrangements to have him removed from the school. However, after being convinced that Matthew wasn't in control of the events, it was agreed to let him stay. As a compromise, Matthew was ordered to recite a banishment spell in his dormitory every night, but the peculiar activity continued unabated. Later, Matthew claimed to be sitting at his desk one morning, planning to write an essay, when he felt his hand suddenly taken over by an exterior force. He could only watch in amazement as his hand moved across the page, while word after word came flowing from his pen, none of which, he said, he was responsible for. These episodes of automatic writing soon extended to automatic drawing, in which Matthew, who had no demonstrable artistic skill prior to this, was seemingly able to churn out pieces of art in the style of such varied artists as Albrecht Dürer and Pablo Picasso in a matter of minutes. A further development had Matthew one day claiming that a series of old-fashioned cursive signatures had just suddenly appeared on the ceiling and walls of his bedroom, apparently written by individuals who died hundreds of years before. In the following days, more signatures would mysteriously appear, with the number eventually totaling 616. With so many bearing witness to Matthew's supposed unusual abilities, it wasn't long before he came to the attention of the wider paranormal community. At only 18 years of age, with the support of Dr. Owen, Matthew was invited to write a book about all the extraordinary events of his young life so far. Titled The Link and published in 1974, it would eventually go on to become a bestseller. As Manning's fame and popularity began to rise, he went on a national tour and volunteered to undertake hundreds of laboratory tests, many of which appeared to confirm that Manning was indeed able to exert invisible forces on the environment around him. Many others, however, maintain that Manning's exploits were simply the result of fraudulent behaviour. For his part, Matthew Manning, who today can be found offering his services as a psychic healer, maintains that his abilities are very much genuine. If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.